every car come over there and stop and get gas because it's not time to get gas, see? And then go visit the two-wheeler, see?
Yeah.
So this old boy, he got to staying around. He didn't have many customers anyway. So he rigged up a loudspeaker down in that two-wheeler down underneath.
Yeah.
Every time a car stopped, there's all these women that go running out there wrestling. And this old boy had that thing rigged up, and every time we get a woman get in there in the thing, he'd hollow this mic, see, down to the two-wheeler. He'd say, "Wait a minute, lady, I'm painting under here, don't stay." Don't stay out. Yeah, they'd come out of there.
That's funny.
So,
that's pretty good. Probably ruined their whole trip. Probably had to go all the way across the desert without having been in the bathroom.
Yeah.
When you lived down in Onion Creek, y'all lived on farms, right?
Yeah.
What all kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
We had barns and smokehouses and woodsheds, cottonseed bins.
What is it? What does a cottonseed bin look like?
Well, it's just an extra room for just to put the cottonseed in it. If you have cotton ginned.
Yeah.
It, back then, days, some guys bring all the cotton home. That is all rotten before they sell it. when I was out of Lubbock, cotton was high, and I made a deal with a guy. I was just a kid then, you know. My daddy built houses all over that country out there.
Is that right?
And two of my brothers and I, we bashed over there on the farm, and I'd take that cotton to Lubbock to the gin, see?
Yeah.
Cotton bar in Fort Worth there, he says, "I'll take all the cotton if you won't sell it." So I didn't know really what to do. It was 42 cents a pound. That's pretty high for cotton.
Is it?
But it's higher than that now.
Yeah.
And he said, "How about sell me all that cotton?" I got to think. I jumped the old man Saturday when he come in. I think I'd sold about 3 bales of cotton for $0.40, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And we rocked along there. We rocked on 40 cents, see? And the old man says, "Well, sell it to him. You get a guarantee." 42 cents was sell it to him. Well, I said, "All right." Guy says, "I'll take every bale you got." And I'd sold 3 of them for 40 cents, see? And he says, "I'll give you 42 cents for it." And he thought it was going to get higher, see?
Yeah.
So I says, I just made a deal with him, see? He'd take every bale, the rest of the cotton for 42 cents. And 42 cents a pound. So we started working that way. Well, after I sold him 42 cents for it anyway, and it went back to 40 cents, and it went back to 38 cents, but still he paid me 42 cents.
All right.
Boy, each out of that world would wiggle me out of that.
I imagine.
And we sold him 54 bales of cotton.
I swear.
I love you, my God.
How much is in a bale, anyway?
Well, you take a cotton spick. The seed and all in there, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes about 1,500 pounds.
Yeah.
After it's ginned, then you got all that seed. If you get 500-pound bale of cotton, that's considered a standardized bale of cotton.
No kidding. That 1,500
pounds. Oh, I don't think they kept me here.
I taped
something
out there. That's all I received.
I know it is. We're down to
that. That's 42 cents a pound, huh?
Yeah. So,
you probably thought you were some kind of crook.
Yeah. Well, he made the deal.
Yeah?
He thought the cotton was going up.
Yeah. He's just wrong on that.
Because that cotton was jumping. He said, jumped from 38 cents to 40 and 42. He said, well, it can't come higher, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We better catch it quick before it went on up.
So I let him have it.
Is a cottonseed bin, is it in the barn and on farm?